Wind, heavy rain, and temperatures at times nearing 50 degrees on the Kenai Peninsula mean the Tustamina 200 sled dog race won't be running February 7th as planned. And race coordinators aren't even confident it will run at all this year. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
In the winter, temperatures and conditions can vary drastically up and down the Kenai Peninsula, but this year it's been unseasonably warm across the board. There's some snow on the ground in parts of the Central Peninsula, but the Southern Peninsula near Homer is seeing rain, rain, and rain. Not good news for mushing. Tammy Murray is the race director for the Tustamina 200, which has been postponed until February 21st.
We are lacking snow, as everyone knows. We flew the course this past weekend, and definitely we're disappointed in what we saw. So to hedge our bets, we're going to give ourselves a couple more weeks to maybe let Mother Nature help us out a little bit.
Teams begin in Kasilof on the Central Peninsula and follow the rugged Caribou Hills to Homer in the south and then head back. During the flyover, Murray says she was very disappointed to see patches of green grass near the turnaround point of the race.
And that's where we're seeing the most trouble, is on the Homer side in the hills.
Regardless of whether or not conditions improve, the T200 can only be postponed for so long. Murray says the March 7th start of the Iditarod is a factor in the timing.
So 2 weeks prior to that is basically as close as the mushers want to be. They stopped their racing prior to the Iditarod, about 2 weeks out. And in a week earlier, it's a little tough because they're doing all their drop food bags for the Iditarod. And we've got a fair number of Iditarod mushers signed up for our race.
Similar conditions prevented the race from happening last year on its 30th anniversary. If it's canceled again, that milestone will have to wait to be marked until at least 2016. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.